Uh-oh. Is it going? Yep. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to call a meeting to order. The Finance Committee special meeting. Let's see, we've got all parties are present from the Finance Committee except for Cindy, and she indicated that she would not be here, so I guess the next order is Pledge of Allegiance.
Go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. All right, public forum, we have some guests in here. Is there anybody that would like to address us at this point? Yes.
So are these audits, this is just for the current finances, or are they going to go back at all in prior years?
I do not suspect they will. It's done on an annual basis, and previous audits have all been accepted, so we're up to date on our audits. So this would be the one for this upcoming, the end of this year that we're in now.
So they do this fiscal year and then the next two?
Yeah, it's a contract for 3 years.
Yeah, it's a 3-year contract with an option to continue 2 more years.
Okay. All right, so we are basically meeting here to look at the recommendations made by two finance men. I think Sierra and Tom were there. So we need to basically let Steve or Christina indicate where we're going on that.
So we met last week, kind of did an ad hoc committee with the finance to figure out. We did have 5 firms that submitted proposals, and out of those 5 firms, we picked the top 2 that we thought were most qualified for water districts, and I mean essentially for our district. The consensus was LSL CPAs and Richardson and Company. Both of them having experience with water agencies and other districts and cities. We conducted our interviews yesterday because they were so close. It was kind of hard to really see on paper what was going to be best for the district. So we had interviews with the top 3 people of the firm that we would be working with. And out of the 2 that we interviewed, we would like to recommend LSL CPAs. For me, it was, and well, for all of us on the panel, they didn't have as much experience with water districts as Richardson. Richardson's been working with EID and some of the other larger water agencies. However, they had more experience with their top, with the partners who are involved, more years under their belt. And for me, it was not just doing our audit. So yeah, we want people to come in and we want them to audit our financials. We want to know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. We want to know all the numbers. But we also want to make it known to the public that we are achieving the best government practices. And when LSL came in, something that was really stood out to me was one of the questions was, are you looking to get a GFOA award? And so that's really big in transparency and making everybody know that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and kind of going above and beyond. Their timelines, they were very concise on, okay, this is what we're going to do for your interim audit. They were going to come out a little bit earlier than what Richardson was wanting to do. And it was more hands-on. There we're going to be more involved with them, and there's going to be a lot of review. There's going to be your first draft, your second draft, your third draft. And we didn't get that too much from Richardson and Company. Their prices were very, very close. They were a difference of $60. The only difference that I found that was, I mean, it's really appealing. Yes, there's a difference of $60, but there is no increases the first 3 years with LSL. Mm-hmm. LSL charged us the same amount for the first 3 years and then went up in the optional 2 years. With Richardson, their price went up every year. So for me, that was a big point as well, is, you know, there's not, the first year you would think, maybe it's a little bit more the first year because they're diving in, they're getting to see everything, and then it kind of usually will taper off, but with Richardson and Company, that's not how it went. So you guys have the RFPs in front of you, or the proposals in front of you. They kind of have the breakdown. We're not sure if we're going to need a single audit, so we really didn't focus on the single audit line because we don't have federal funds over $750,000 currently. So
that price is subtracted from the
total.
So
we did take the single audit out, but mm-hmm. even if you looked at it with the single audit, LSL came in well below with the single audit price.
They did.
Yeah.
I have a question about the GASB 75.
The GASB 75.
Is that something additional that Richardson is doing that LSL is not doing?
So no, it's not something additional. It's something that they broke out as an additional line item. So LSL, the GASB 75 is something that we have to do. So they put it in with the actual audit price. And so in the sense, Richardson broke it out to show you, okay, well, this is what your standard audit is. Now that GASB 75 is a requirement, this is going to be the additional charge for that reporting.
Okay.
So they just broke it out as an additional line item.
Okay. So we are comparing apples to apples.
Mm-hmm. Everything is the same.
On the previous, or the five that were considered, right, any of them performed previous audits for our district?
Vector.
Okay, so they were excluded in the first round of cuts. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't, when looking at the qualifications and what we're looking for in an audit, it didn't compare to what we're really looking for.
And then in the RFP, there was the Section 3 on the evaluation process. There was a good talks about a few different criteria that we're looking for. Was there any kind of weighting or anything as far as, you mentioned that cost is not a significant factor or not the primary factor, but was there any weighting structure that was considered in any of that, or just
as far as cost goes?
Well, of course, all the factors. So, you know, you've got auditor experience, technical experience, size of the firm, that type of stuff. Was there any kind of
that was. So, like I said in the beginning, experience was huge for us. And it was kind of difficult because you had Richardson, who had more experience in water districts, and then you had LSL, who had more experience in the industry altogether and with government. So it was kind of like you had both experience in each side, but we wanted the experience in government and water, and LSL has more collective experience with their partners. They had a little bit, because if you look at Richardson in the breakdown, they had 27 years for the main partner, and for LSL, he has 38 years, and he's got experience with CalPERS, the state water agency. There was just some other things that kind of pushed us more towards LSL.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I asked is one of the items in here was a number of key and supervisory personnel who directly participate, and that was one of the differences between Richardson and LSL, is that the Richardson seemed to use a lot more of their senior staff hours in the proposal than LSL did. And that then, could potentially drive the cost up as well. But.
Well, when we got down to the nitty gritty, when you go into the interview, we had those key people our first year. Mm-hmm. After that, she's maybe here half the time. Okay. So that was kind of our thing is, okay, this is what you're telling us. You're going to have these people here. She was going to oversee somewhat in the beginning, the very first year, but after that, you're not going to see her.
Yeah, which was another part of that same bullet, which was keeping the same team assigned to the job for subsequent years. So
yeah, that was really important for us because you don't want to have to keep every year having to go over the same things with new people in the same firm. So that was definitely huge for us is we want to keep seeing the same faces. We want to keep that kind of rapport. We don't want new people. And it's the inexperienced ones that it was more for us is, you know, we want your key people to be coming in and we want them knowing what they're looking for, you know, so. And they did have more. As far as the technical, they did have, LSL had more software that they used. More up-to-date, more sophisticated software, where Robinson's using Excel-based spreadsheets. Mm-hmm. So it was just, you know, as far as being able to flag things and having the new, most modern software is kind of what we were looking at.
Okay. Sierra, did you have any thoughts since you were at the presentation?
No, I mean, we read through all of them and we, after extensive conversation, came to the same conclusion individually.
Okay.
Because I stacked all mine in order of who I thought, and Christina and I were on the same page. We went over all the things she talked about. We also looked at location of the offices, so we weren't paying extra for travel expenses, which was...
Yeah,
part of what was happening in the other firms. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that we're leaning towards LSL. That feels good to me from what I've read and reading.
Tom?
I had initially thought that Richardson would be better, but that was based on the price, which was based on the incorrect idea that we wouldn't actually have to pay the Gaspy 75. So I am now think we should go with LSL.
Okay. I've got a little of the history with the auditing firms that we had before, and part of it was our ability to perform with them. And so it was very difficult, and we basically... I think the one that did last year and only their first year, wasn't it?
Vector.
Vector.
We did 2 years.
Oh, they did 2 years. Yeah, well, we were having trouble getting somebody to want to come back.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they would make recommendations, and, you know, the procedure was to ignore them. And, I mean, they were good questions and good things that they were, you know, I mean... Simply not having written procedures in our accounting department so that we had consistency. And they pointed that out. And finally, and maybe it wasn't the best way to do it, but the finance committee finally put together I don't know what to call it, code of regulations, but basically procedures, a manual. We took that from what was on little pieces of paper and stuff like that, and it... Considering we didn't have any familiarity with what was going on, we used a model out of Wisconsin that we got online and basically wrote it, filled in the blanks, took their one out, put our stuff in. But at least we had something finally to give to the auditing firms. And so, you know, and now I know that... You've seen that manual, and the recommendation that we've always had is it's a start, and that's essentially what it is. But yeah, but the thing is, you really need to be, you bring them in to do an audit, and then you don't listen to them. It never made sense. So
yeah, we don't want to do that again.
No, we don't want to do it, and I don't expect that we will do it. Steve has impressed me in the year that I've known him of trying to do the right thing and getting all the tools that are needed. So I don't, that's not going to change. And the other part, and I don't want to be critical, because George Sanders was one of the GMs we had, and he's doing a good job as an engineer, but, you know, he just didn't have the experience. And so looking at this, I also, as I went through that, I agree with the key points that it looks like LSU, to me, should be one, should be the one that we would choose. But I like having the local oversight. And and if we get into things, it also looks like we could call LSL up, and if we're having a problem, they might be willing to help us. And so.
I liked that. They were definitely, you know, if we see something, we want to address it, you know, as we see it rather than waiting.
Yes.
And I did like how they said that they're going to interview key people. So they're going to interview the GM. They'll interview somebody from each department. And they even talked about interviewing our board and or finance committee, a member from there as well. So it's kind of having involvement from everyone.
That's great.
Where I don't know that I'd seen that in the past two audits that I had been involved in.
So. No. Well, and the part of the problem was we were late delivering what they needed. And so we were end up at the back end of everything because we were still trying to get things together. So, you know, just a point going through, but I think, you know, you'll be on top of it, I can tell. But
so I'm basing my view on, I wasn't involved in the interviews, of course, and stuff, but what I've seen, I'm a tech person, so I do like the computerized aspect of it, the cloud aspect, but it also does worry me. I don't see anything in there as far as how well their algorithms and models have been tested and proven in any challenged
Said send in that the files that we're sending is going to be encrypted.
Okay.
That's the only
I'm more worried about the how they're actually modeling the data that they receive from us. Mm-hmm. Sounds like they've got some custom algorithms they're using for that. And does that stand up to, you know, proper audit techniques? I don't know. They don't have anything justifying that. It might be something to ask them about just to see if they've been challenged with how they're doing it, since it tends to be pretty computerized. But aside from that, you know, obviously this isn't a contract. We got an RFP, so I'm not sure they're going after or even, like, we've got storage requirements for data and all that stuff. I'm assuming that would be in their final contracts. But my weighting of things, LSL was on top before I even came to this meeting for me, just on everything else, you know, the different factors that were in the evaluation process, I had plus and minus each of them, and LSL was on top.
It's interesting that the stuff that you brought up in the interview was the same things I got from just reading it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Richardson had all of the large water companies, but I felt that in dealing with us, we'd end up like a cookie cutter, all right, this is what we do, and there wasn't as much hands-on feel that LSL presented even in their presentation, so that was a major factor as well.
Yeah, as I looked through the list, I think I've lived in most of these cities.
I have too, several of them.
Especially the ones down in Southern California. Okay, is there anything else that we need for discussion? Steve, anything?
No, I think for this, we would like a motion that you guys agree with the staff's recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need a motion to agree with staff's recommendation that we go with LSL for the audit.
I second the motion.
Well, I said you're the motion.
I'm the motion. Sorry, I'll make the motion.
And Michael is
second.
Okay. Now, do you want to ask for any comments from the public before you take a vote?
There you go.
Yeah, comments. Yes.
Perhaps I don't understand it, but are these prices that they're quoting, are those not to exceed prices? Is that basically the way that works? That's the max it's going to cost?
Well, that's what it's going to cost unless for some reason there's anything additional that we, any additional reporting that we need.
Okay, well then that's where I have a concern is that if you look at the Richardson has a whole lot more hours included in their projected cost than LSL, and their hourly rate is considerably less than LSL, if there were extra work.
It's additional, it's not really additional work, it's additional reporting. So it's, say we have to get a single audit and there's different reports that they have to do. Mm-hmm. If you look at, if you compare them, mm-hmm. and it's the single audit that were, that would need more work, mm-hmm. is essentially what they have expressed to me, as if there's a single audit. So the additional fees for a single audit is $1,500 for LSL. And if you look at it, their original amount for a single audit is $3,390. And if you look at Richardson, if there's any additional, it's $2,400. Yeah. And their single audit's $4,200.
My understanding is, Christina, correct me if I'm wrong, this $18,560 is all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. So that's everything we need for the audit. It doesn't... So when we talk about additional tasks, it's if there's some extra work that it's not extra hours, it's an additional task beyond what's normally included in an audit.
Just based on what's in the RFP,
yep.
which is the scope of services, and then additionally there's a written approval required by the district for any additional fees to be spent. I'm not sure who does that.
If it goes to the board. If yeah. they go beyond what is in the proposal as far as fee goes, if they say, oh, well, sorry, Christina, it's going to cost $100,000 to report, it'll come back to the board. Yeah, if the board approves the agreement, we'll come back to the board for any amendments to the agreement.
It's like a change order.
Yeah, it's a change order, yep.
Yeah, and the factor that they're guaranteeing the same price for 3 years right now as opposed to the other one on the life of the contract, initial contract, that's going to be a factor. Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand all that, but there's, like I said, there's a significant difference. I don't understand why they're showing all these hourly rates, if that's not going to apply at some point, other than, I guess what I'm saying is I'm concerned that in beyond this, like on LSL, beyond this $21,945, if we have to pay for something additional at these rates,
we wouldn't be paying anything additional. That's the contract. That's like essentially our contracted hours. Mm-hmm. And so you think when you're looking at them, when you're comparing LSL and you're comparing to Richardson, mm-hmm. Richardson does a lot of old school work. They're using spreadsheets and they're using Excel. Mm-hmm. It's going to take more hours and more manpower to do those and to create those than somebody who's using more modern technology. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at it, I mean, they're going to be coming up. And they're going to, maybe they're going to have four people here for 3 days rather than the other firm that's going to have two people here for a whole week. Mm-hmm. So if you have more people, and it all depends on what staff level that they're needing. That is something that I looked at as well. That was what kind of had me between the two of them, is I was like, okay, well, it looks like we're having more primary people here, mm-hmm. and we're getting charged for more upper level staff. And so that's kind of what swayed me to Richardson at first. But then when I sat and I talked to her, she's only going to be here the first year, half time. She said most of her time would be the first year. And then going forward, she's not going to be here anymore.
Well, I think you have a good point. And I'm looking at, if you look at the, and add this for everybody's benefit, if you look at the Appendix A in LSLs, which has the number of hours they think it's going to take. And then you look at page 25 in Richardson's, which again, also there's hours per year.
Yeah.
Richardson's saying 200 hours per year. If you add up LSL, it's about 200 hours. Mm-hmm. So the difference must be that just the hourly rate schedule, right? They're doing more at a higher, Richardson must be doing more, earlier, must more be doing more at the senior level. Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly what you were saying before, Kim. Is that they must be doing more hours at the senior level, at the partner level. Than LSL is. That's, I think that must be the difference, because it looks like they're about the same number of hours.
Well, it is. If you look on page 25, it shows the partner and a manager like 36 and 60, whereas on LSL, partner's 10 and manager's 22.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things I looked at as I was asking about the hour difference.
So I think that the level of effort, to your point, the level of effort, they're estimating about the same. They're both saying it's about 200 hours a year, just that one company is doing it differently. So,
I think the level effort is the same. If we feel comfortable that we've outlined it in the scope of the RFQ, that we're going to get everything we need out of the audit based on that scope. Because if they try to come back and say, we need to deliver this report and it's something that we've documented in the scope, then it's got to be included in the price.
Yep.
If it's something outside of that that we didn't document, then the fault is on the district for not putting that in there and we have to pay. Then it comes down to paying at a higher hourly rate because we made a mistake if we end up going with LSL.
Yep.
So the confidence level in the scope is pretty high that we've got it right.
Well, I mean,
I have extreme confidence. Right? I have extreme confidence. I mean, not only Christina wasn't working alone on this. We have Kristen West from VTD, who is an experienced auditor as well and financial consultant, and they helped put the proposal RFP together. And again, these LSL and Richardson and every other of the five firms that proposed are experienced auditor firms that have done this before, and nobody flagged anything. I mean, so I have an experienced person preparing the RFP that's been reviewed by staff. We had five experienced firms review it, and nobody threw a flag at anything. So, I mean, I don't have any concern at all with the scope being off. I think we're...
It was just for me getting, hearing
yeah.
from, you know, coming from their mouth. Well, I'll be on it the first year, but after that, I'm you know, pretty much hands off. I'll maybe be 50%. Well, and then, you know, we had our whole, the whole team was sitting here communicating with us and, you know, basically LSL was breaking it down every single person. This is what to expect from us. This is what to expect. And it just wasn't the same thing with both.
Yeah, that's a valid concern because it's $100 an hour difference between the two firms.
Well, and I want, when they're going to come out and they're going to explain things to you next year, they're going to go over our audit. And, you know, when they came out and they did their presentation to us, they did this nice, you know, very pinpoint, like pointed everything out. And what we had gotten from Richardson was literally like a one page kind of, this is what we're going over. And I'm like, that's not, I want our customers to be able to understand mm-hmm. what it is that you're explaining to them. And I just kind of felt that more with LSL. I even understood more of what they were, you know, trying to convey to us. So
in our contracts for things like this, how are our exit clauses set up? I mean, do we have a right to exit after the first year if there are certain challenges and things like that?
Yeah, it's there's we can terminate for any reason.
Okay.
We don't have to find fault. We don't have to say they did something wrong. We can just say, look, we did it this time with Vector. We just said, look, we're just
so,
we need
know,
to change
it's a
direction.
3-year deal. We have exit clauses to mm-hmm. terminate without cause.
Mm-hmm.
Case of an issue, that certainly helps us.
Okay, looking back two or three years and the audits, first of all, we never had a problem with the amount that was budgeted, and it's right about the same. This is back 14, 15, 20,000 budgeted.
Wow.
So it falls in here. We're not going well above. And that was the concern with some of the bigger firms, that we'd end up more and we wanted to be able to have it under control. And so any other comments from
so okay.
Shall we vote?
Yes.
Ken?
LSL.
Shoot. It's not supposed to do that. It's on
I mean, it's an aye, actually,
aye.
Because the motion was to go with the staff's recommendations.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mike?
Aye.
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 And aye. 5-0. Okay.
Jam-packed agenda.
Yeah.
One of the things I did want to thank the committee, the finance committee. We had the meeting on Friday, and every one of them made some time available to go into that meeting, and including Cindy, who's not here, also got a handle on somebody else who wants to join the finance committee. So, and their person who sat through the whole.
And she's here today.
So. So anyway, I thank you all, and if we hadn't been there, might not have had any audience at all. To a certain, and unfortunately, my personal feeling that was a good meeting, that we should have more public come in. And I know that it was early in the morning, but anytime, just come in and see maybe the board as a working board as opposed to in the meetings themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's a good meeting.
When they're not working?
No, I mean there's day-to-day nuts and bolts, just like the Finance Committee just went through. And that is often forgotten, that they do split things up and do it, and so do we. Two of the members were in this thing. I declined to do it because I've done it before, and I want to get as much experience with the newer members that we have, although each one of you bring your own unique experiences. And I think that was something that I think she was asking about, are we a rubber stamp for the board? No, we're not. Most of those things start with the general manager. We work with the general manager to get things that end up on, you know, on the board. And so at that point, it's there. We make our recommendations and then we step back. Okay. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a requirement that the board member be at these finance committee meetings?
We do have a board liaison who comes to most of them, but since they can't vote, they can only observe.
Right. But that's not part of. It's not like a requirement that they be one of them be here for these meetings.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's no. not a, on our. Okay. The, but like I say, we usually do have it. It's usually the treasurer, because if we have questions that go on that, but. About 50% of the time we've had somebody. Occasionally we've had two. Three would be a meeting, so we can't do that. But, yeah.
That's just true.
Okay. Well, is there anything, just while I've got Steve here, is there anything for the upcoming meeting that you...
I have an item I would like to propose for the agenda. I think it's time for the Finance Committee to review the economics of the water meter change, the project.
Okay, you weren't at the... Well, there's really two things about this.
Actually, we probably shouldn't even talk about it. So
okay.
It's not on the agenda, and I know it's been talked about here before and the board before. So I don't want to I don't want us to mess up with the Brown Act. So,
put it on the agenda for.
Yeah, we could. I'll talk to you, Tom. I'll talk to you offline about it, and maybe Rick about what to do next, what would be appropriate next steps for something like that. But I'm hearing his interest, so we'll see what.
Yeah.
What we should do. We'll see what's appropriate. Yeah.
Okay.
Is minutes going out yet?
So we don't usually do them with a special meeting. It'll be the next regular.
Yeah, I don't need to do them for this one. Okay.
But yeah, thank you.
All right.
But you do have them. You can send
them. But I do have them if you want them, yes.
Yeah.
I would think we'd like to have them in advance so we can.
Yeah, we'll get them to you before the next meeting.
All righty. If there's no other business, meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.